Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Hallelujah. Are you excited to be here this morning? Close your eyes, let's pray. Father, this morning we want to say thank you. We adore you, we bless you, we honor you. I've come into your presence to lift up your name and to worship you as our God and as our King. The reason we came here is to worship you. We pray that, Lord, even at this time as you're about to speak to us, that you teach us, you give us wisdom. Let your Holy Spirit be with us. Explain things to us. So, Lord, may we walk this walk of faith without looking back. Thank you for everyone who's here. I know at the end of today, our lives will never be the same again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And somebody said, amen. Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord? And you may please be seated. Hallelujah. One, two, one, two, one, two. Are you excited to be here this morning? Wonderful. Before I preach, we have a very, very important thing to do, something to do. Very, very important. Okay. I want to ask Sister Sharon to come up. Come up, Sister Sharon. Why don't you put your hands together for Sister Sharon? Microphone. Working microphone, huh? It works. Okay. Come up here. Your dress is long. Don't fall. Okay. Does it work? All right. I'm sure we all know Sister Sharon, isn't it? Who doesn't know Sister Sharon? All of us know her. Okay. Where do you know her from? Where? Right here. Okay, so she has something to say. Oh? She says she has something to say. So before I preach, I wanted to speak before I preach my powerful message this morning. Over to you, my dear.
Praise the Lord. Can't believe that I'm actually here, but I'm here by God's grace. Amen. A few months ago, I was standing right here singing. Now I'm here this morning to basically apologize to the congregation. Something has happened, and that has caused my absence for so long. I was offended, hurt, and the rest of it that I won't really get into details. But I'll basically just want to say I'm very sorry, sincerely sorry to all of you whom I would have, you know, affected. All right? Because in God we need to do what's right. Because he says, you know, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. And if you don't do it right, then you're not really serving God. All right. So to all of you, I would have apologized to Reverend and apologizing to you as well. And I'd like to say I'm very sorry. And I'm back to church. Amen.
Wow. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Stretch forth your hand. Let's pray for her. Stretch forth your hand. It's not so easy. Pray that the Holy Spirit will be her helper. Open your mouth and pray. Only good prayers. Any bad prayer, I return it to you in Jesus' name. Pray. The power of the Holy Ghost that has been her helper will be restored upon her life. Let there be a fresh anointing, a fresh outpouring upon her life. May there be a supernatural protection in place from this morning over her life. May every wall in her life that has been broken, may it be repaired supernaturally. May a stronger gate be placed, and may angels with flaming swords of fire be at the gate to guide and to guard, that she will stand, that she walk this walk of faith in the name of Jesus. Speak out. Speak over her life. My God, my God, Cabros, Cabranda, Makaya, Babendis, Like Breske, Berende, Mascataya, Balonda, Ramacabrasca, Randere, Mecabasca, Barandere, Meke, Breske, Berendere, Mesondo, Like Breske, Bandaya, Bacara, Balorie, Bekebre, de Masanda, Mayondo, Romoke, Bresi, Cabara, Bandiri, Meke, Breskere, Raya, Bacabande, Macamana, Manduru, Muke, Bromo, Socoboronos. Yandere me cabras catababa baba. Mamandere me cabras keberendere me cabras cabarando robo. Yre ye babe skeberende meke breme meskerebe kebre bakaya baskataya. Father, in Jesus' name, what can we do but to forgive Sharon and put her back where she belongs? When that son came back, he was not denying his place. There was rejoicing. The sheep that was the fattest was killed for that boy. The father said he was lost, and now he's found. He was dead, now he's alive. We see that same thing here this morning. Sharon was lost. She was lost because we believe she's placed here for a purpose. Thank you that she's found her way back. We receive her in love. We accept her as our sister, as our daughter, as part of this great family. Forgive us our sins. Forgive us our trespasses. Anything, oh God, that we have done or said in the past, we ask for your forgiveness. Let there be a greater anointing. Restore that which was taken away from her. Let it be restored. May the Holy Ghost fall afresh on her. Thank you. Every difficult thing has become easy from today. I bless you, Lord, and I give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Wow, come on, give Jesus a big hand clap. My, oh my. All right, now I want to preach my powerful message. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Pastor Zan, are you ready for my message? 1 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 1 says, this is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. That's why, so you, is it the reason why you have a lot of false pastors and preachers is because becoming a pastor is a good thing. So then you have all kinds of people wanting and trying to become what it is a good thing. Are you with me? A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy or filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. If a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Likewise, must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy or filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave. Wives of pastors are very important, you know. Not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. For they that have used the office of a deacon well purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Verse 14, these things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave. Somebody said to behave. Thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. Let me tell you something. In every sphere of life, and even as a human being, there's a way you must behave. You realize that we grow up not knowing how to behave. Even as pastors, sometimes we don't even know how to behave. I had the pastors in my office Friday night. And Pastor Leary was sitting on the floor. And my senior pastor here was sitting on a chair. So before we started the meeting, I said, "Bye. You sure you want to sit on a chair? How can you sit on a chair when your senior brother is sitting on the floor?" Then he was looking at me. So I said, "Bye. You better give the seat to the pastor who is senior." So he got up and he offered a seat to Pastor. Pastor said, "Okay, no, you go ahead. It's okay. I'm here." I said, "Fine. That's how we do it. At least offer the senior the seat, so that if he says, 'Oh no, I'm comfortable on,' I mean, Reverend's office, even the floor is anointed. I mean, it's okay." But you see, behavior, the same thing. Many of the younger people is the same thing, and even some of us older people. We think that we know how. You see, you may know or you may behave in a certain way in the house. You may know how to behave in the workplace. But when it comes to the church of God, there's a way you must behave. I said, there's a way you must behave as in the church of God. That's what the Bible says. It says, so that if I come long, because this was a church that was new, a church that had started. The Apostle Paul was the overseer. He was teaching his son Timothy, the pastor of the church, to know how to organize things. He said, "This is for the time being, but I want to come. When I come, I will continue. But just in case I stay longer, this is how you must behave." So ask yourself, are you behaving well in a church? Oh, ask the person sitting there, are you behaving well in a church? Because there's a way to behave. Is there no way to behave? There are rules at your workplace. There are rules. If you don't go to work, or if you're not going to work, is that not a rule? Is that not a way? Because you can't just wake up and say, "Today I don't feel like going." You can say that you don't feel like going. It's okay. But there is a way you must communicate to your boss or to the company that you are not coming. In fact, you have to say something to please them. You cannot just stay away and not say anything. You won't have a job anymore. You see, so those of us who don't come to church regularly, do you know what is happening in the spiritual realm when you don't come? Yeah, we don't know because we don't see. What happens in the spirit realm when you and I don't do what God wants us to do? Yeah, We don't see it. Because it is not something you can see. And because we cannot see, we think and we assume that nothing exists. No, but there are things that exist, I tell you. There are things that happens. God, the Bible says God is a just God. When you say somebody is a just God, it means that God will say what is wrong when it's wrong, and he'll say what is right when it's right. Wow. Whether he loves you or not, he'll say it. So the fact that you don't do what you're supposed to do doesn't make God say, oh, this is a Judy special, so I won't say anything about it. No. He's just. He's just, and nobody can bribe God. You can't. Your 7 days fasting can't bribe God. Sometimes you want to bribe God by fasting and praying. So, oh, Lord, 7 days. Yeah, what? Your fasting should make God change what he wants to do. You better eat and be happy. It won't change. Hallelujah. So we are looking at the chapter in this book that talks about avoiding disloyalty. Avoiding disloyalty. Now, disloyalty or unfaithfulness or being unreliable. You see, as a Christian, you must be reliable. Did you get that? Yes. One of the foundations of Christianity is that you must be reliable. The church should be able to depend on you.
Miss Novel.
The church must be able to rely on Sarita. Yeah. If the church cannot rely on you, you have not started to even live a life. Yeah. God should be able to rely on you that you will come and worship him every Sunday. Yeah. And the higher you go in the church world, the more you must be reliable. Yeah. Because as you go higher, the responsibility is greater. The judgment is bigger. The Bible says that judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. In fact, the Bible advises that do not hurry to become teachers. Because they will be judged first. If you and I show up in heaven, the first person who will be called is me. Not you. Because I am the pastor. So the higher you go in the church world and in the kingdom of God, the more reliable you must be. You cannot behave in a way that when we are looking for you, you are not there. When we are expecting you to be doing something, you are not doing it. That is unfaithfulness. That is being unreliable. And I'm preaching, and I think this I'm preaching for the last time today, how we can avoid disloyalty. Because anybody who became rebellious or became disloyal in the kingdom of God received their reward. We must behave properly. We must behave. There's a code of conduct in the church. And how you behave here must be the same way you behave out there. Otherwise, you're strange. I said, otherwise, you're strange. Yeah. You cover your breast when you come to the church, but when you're out there, you show your breast. You're a strange woman. I said, you're a strange woman. If you can't show your breast in the church, then you should also not be able to show your breast on the road, especially if it's not for sale. Especially if it's not for sale. So you avoid disloyalty, especially when, for example, we're talking about when, let's say, you leave a church or you leave an organization. You have to. There's also a code of conduct. You know, sometimes when you're in a company, they say, this contract, you can only terminate it by giving 1 month notice. Yasmin, you can't stay home some Sundays. No, that's not how. Aficia, that's not how we do it. It's not a good behavior. Yeah. You see, if a good young man is looking for a wife, he should not choose a woman who misses church now and then. It's a bad sign. Yeah. If you are interested in my, many of you just desire foolishness. O'Neill, isn't it? It's foolishness you desire sometimes, isn't it? You see botox and you're like, ash. No, you should look at somebody who is in church all the time. That person is showing you that when you marry me, I will be with you all the time. You can rely on me. Princess. But the one who comes today doesn't show up tomorrow. Shows up, especially when it's fasting and prayer, you don't see them. When it's a meeting where you pour oil and do miracles, then they show up. It is a sign of somebody who likes the juicy part of life. So if you marry such a person, they will only be with you when things are going well. When things are not going well, then you will see who they are. Even in the church, those of you who come when we are fasting and praying, you are different from those who don't come when we are fasting and praying. Two different types of church members. Yeah. Because there are people in this life who like easy things. This life is not easy at all. Yeah. It's not easy at all. On Tuesdays, I'm preaching about force. And we learn that God has cursed the earth because of our sake. Now, to get something from the earth, something that is cursed, you want to benefit from it. How can you benefit from something that is cursed? You need the grace of God to break the hardness on the earth. That's why we work so hard to just get a little. I tell you, it's fantastic. So you have to know how things work and how to behave yourself. So we're saying that if you have to leave the church, we don't want you to leave. No. Because Jesus said, of all that the Father has given him, he did not lose even one, except the son of perdition. So when you leave, really, because Accra is here. With a nice face. You know. Really, really, when these relationships are broken, then, you see, each relationship shouldn't be broken. Right? It must be. If it is a transition, it must happen. I mean, where's Fortune? Fortune is gone, right? As one of the students who has been around, you know, Fortune, you know, she's going to do her clinicals in Philippines. And she came, she spoke to me about it. I prayed with her. I said, man, you should be in touch and all of that. It's a transition. She's moved on to another country to continue to study. And it wasn't like, where's Fortune? Gift, where's Fortune? Oh, she gone. Oh, really? I see. That's not how you do it. So we are saying that sometimes there may be transitions. When those transitions are going to happen, it must be done in a proper way. Amen. So we're saying that the proper way to do it is what? Number one, to give ample notice, isn't it? And we looked at a few things there. Now this morning, very quickly, I want to end this series. Can rebels repent? It's a chapter in the book. I'm not preaching about anybody, so you must think properly. It's right here. Can rebels repent? Because some people have the tendency of thinking about things that is not what is supposed to be taught about. So it's right here in this book. I could probably change and say, can those who leave repent? No, but can rebels repent? All right? Now, there are two categories of rebels or betrayers or unfaithful people. There are those who are unfaithful at heart. Yeah. Like Satan. His heart is wicked. He will never forgive him. There's no forgiveness for him. So Satan is a rebel at heart. And there are rebels or betrayers or unfaithful people who just go into that phase because of emotions or because of irrational behavior. Like Job. Is it like you? The way you answered. I'm not sure whether. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. There are rebels from the Bible. You can bring out two groups or two classes or two types of rebels. The type that is in the heart and the type that is just because of emotions. Many of us are not bad people. Many of us react because of emotions. Like Sister Sharon was saying, it's emotions. And then, you know, when you get, then, you know, you get vexed, you get offended. It's emotions. But there are some who are really so in the heart. Hey, if you meet somebody like that, please. It's what? Give them a heart. Hallelujah. Now, if you look at John chapter 19, verse 25. John 19, 25. The Bible says that around the cross where Jesus was being crucified, there stood by the cross of Jesus, number one, his mother. Women, women are very nice. What's he saying? Yeah. When you talk about faithfulness and loyalty, women are number one. Yeah. At the crop. No, look at, we can look at the percentage of male and female at the cross. You don't take it from me. Let's look at it. Now, there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother. Mothers are very special. And his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene, the one whom Jesus cast out many demons. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples, there were 12. One was the betrayer. It was left with 11. But Jesus didn't say disciples. He said disciple. One out of 11. Standing by, whom he loved, he said unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. So, when Jesus was on the cross, all his disciples but one disappointed him. It was irrational. It was emotional. Because they were scared. Yeah, who wants to die? Do you want to die? Brother Mike, do you want to die? He's smiling. No. Death. If we have a choice, we'll say, come again. Death? Nah. I said, all of us want to live longer. That's why when you dream and you see a coffin, you say, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Yeah, no weapon. The Bible says, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. You begin to quote scripture because nobody wants to die. At least not dying young. We all want to live long and get money and drive cars and build houses and marry and have children and have a good life. All of us want to do well and we want to have enough of what we want before old age comes. Yeah, you want to have grandchildren? Yeah, great grands. Yeah, grand coffee. Somebody said. So, would you classify those who were not around the cross as rebels at heart? No, because after a few days, they were back in line. But one out of them didn't come back. So you see the difference between the 10 or the 11 or the 10, apart from John, and then Judas. There's a difference. Because what happened to the rest? Even Thomas. Thomas, he said, please, I have wife and children at home. Jesus is gone, it's fine. I'm also finished with this thing here. Until the disciples said, hey, Jesus, we saw the Lord. He said, yeah, you saw who? You see, all of those behaviors, they were all emotional. They were on the surface. They're irrational. It's feelings and this and that. So they are not deep rooted. So those people, they can't repent. In fact, one of the things the disciples did when Jesus rose from the dead, they went back fishing. People who were taught to cast out devils, people who were preaching, people who were doing this, now they are back on the sea. Fishing. What kind of behavior is that? They are backslided. They are gone back. But you see, I'm saying that this is just people who are acting on emotions because their leader is gone. They are disappointed. They don't know what to do. And in all of that, they behave in a certain way. Like Peter. I mean, he was so much under tension that when the little girl came and said, "Ah, you, I know you." Who? I said, "Are you not, were you not with the guy?" He said, "Me?
No.
Wrong. I look like somebody. It's not me." This is the same guy who said that I would die with you. He said, "Wherever you go." Hey, emotions. Hey. So when you ask yourself, can rebels repent? Can people who rebel repent? Yes, some who are not from the heart, they can repent. They can. But if you look at Judas, the difference between Peter, the rest, and Judas is that Judas admitted that he had done something wrong. But that was the end of it. The Bible said he went to the high priest in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 5. He cast down the pieces of silver and went and hanged himself. He cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed. And you see, when he departed, he should have done something. He didn't repent. Judas didn't repent. He admitted, but he didn't repent. What is the meaning of repent? To repent means to turn around and to change or to retrace your steps. Anytime you do something wrong and you say sorry, sorry is not just a word you say. Sorry must be an action. If you pack your bags. Sarita, let's say Sarita pack her bags and she leaves her husband. And then, you know, she goes and then, you know, she thinks about it and then she's like, "Man, I'm sorry, man." If you're sorry, what do? You take your bags. You go back. She can't stay in the apartment she's going to rent and say, "Bye, I'm sorry, man. I still love you." Well, what are you staying in the apartment for? That's why Sister Sharon has done what she did. Because to be sorry means to retrace your steps. To go back to what it was. That is what you say sorry. If you break somebody's something, you don't say, "I'm sorry," and you give the thing broken to them like that. The sorry does not repair the thing you have broken. The sorry doesn't mend the thing. The thing must be mended. So Judas did not repent because he did not go back to be a disciple. The prodigal son could have stayed out there and said, "You know what? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have left my father's house." But no. He said, "I am sorry. So I'll arise and go back." Yeah, and go back. So anytime you do something wrong, don't just say, "I'm sorry." No, you have to retrace your steps. And I believe that there are one or two people out there who are sorry they left the church. But we don't know, and it doesn't mean anything to us because they've not come back. Yeah. And I've not changed my number. So you can always text me. Well, you WhatsApp me. As long as you're going to tell me something nice and positive, you can. But if you send something that me won't hear, I'll black. You're black, right? I'll black you. Black you. Because people have a way of saying what they want to say in times of in critical moments. But people can be very funny. People can be very manipulative. They contact you because of what they want, not because of what is expected of them. Yeah, and Job is telling you it's true. Man, there are so many church members here, I will never hear from them. when you hear from them, then there's something they want. It's true. I got 4 missed calls from a gentleman who doesn't come to this church. His wife rather comes here. 4 times. I was busy. I was doing something. So I couldn't talk to him. And then after I finished with him, I called back. And he said, can I call you back? I said, no problem. Up till right now. So you see what it is. It's not all important things that are urgent. It's not all urgent things that are important. Whatever he was calling me 4 times for wasn't actually necessary. Because when I got the time and I called back, he didn't say anything. He said he would call me. And up to today, he has not called me. That's why sometimes there are certain calls I don't even answer. Because it may be important to you, but it's not important to me. Yeah. Look at what 4 missed calls. When I saw, I wish I could have picked the call. When I saw, I said, what is happening that this man is calling me like that? It must be something very serious. And then when I got a chance to call back, can I call you back? Up till now. You see, when they want something for themselves, then they'll know your number. Yeah, that's how human beings are. So repentance is retracing your steps. Let me read this part of the book to you. It's very nice. To repent means to turn around and to change. Judas never changed. He did not turn around or retrace his steps. He just admitted that he was wrong, jumped out of the boat, and hung himself. He did not want to see anybody or face anyone. He just excused himself. It's not easy to face people. The prodigal son, you see, the reason why the father organized such a grand party for him was that it's not easy to come back. You can ask Sharon, she will tell you. It's not easy to come back. Especially the way you live. I mean, I pray for you. Let us not make things difficult for ourselves. It's not easy.
It's not easy.
Hey, Esther, you live right here. You have to move from here. Because anytime we turn on our microphone and speakers, something will be pinching you like that. Pinch, 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 pinch. You tell your husband, man, let me go and buy another house now. Sell this one. It's not easy to face people who you have offended. It's not so easy. Yeah. So please, Sister Sharon will advise you. Don't do what happened to her. Don't allow it to happen to you. Yeah? No. Satan is looking. He's watching. He's looking at who? Hey, Richard. You sleeping? Why? You didn't sleep last night. Your eyes are closed. Your mouth is open. How come you're not sleeping? Those are 2 signs of sleeping. Isn't it? Eyes closing, mouth open. There are two main signs of sleep. He said, no, nobody has ever slept though. In this world. Nobody is sleeping and they have said, yes, I'm sleeping. No. I have not yet come across people like that. With all the hard evidence. They said, no, I'm not sleeping. Because the person is, you are sleeping. So, no, I'm not sleeping. Human beings don't like to tell the truth, you know. He could not bear to look at the faces of the other disciples and admit to them that he was wrong. Bishop is anointed. This book, it works in every part of this world and every church. You will think that Bishop is here right now. He said he could not bear to look at it. And I'm reading from the book. If you have the book, so I'm not reading from my head. It's like, what is Reverend? It's right there. If you have the book, you can see what I'm talking about. Because if you really have repented, you will pay the price to go through whatever you need to go through to be restored. as a prodigal son. I mean, can you imagine? I don't know whether he walked. I'm sure he walked because he didn't have money. He walked from wherever he was. Let's say it was from, anyway, I'm sure it was farther than Linden and Georgetown. Because otherwise, you know, it was so close. He was very far. He walked back home. Do you think that when he was walking, every step of the way, things were not going through his head? Are you sure when you go, this your father will take you back? Your brother, the way your brother was looking at you when you were leaving, you think your brother would buy if you to go back? But repentance made him go through. He was prepared to go through anything and face anybody in the house because he was sorry. That's true repentance. I've seen pastors admit one or two mistakes that they have made, but that did not amount to repentance. Remember what I said earlier. Admission of sins is not the same as repenting. Admission of sins is not the same as repenting. Oh, I'm sorry that I left. But it's not the same as repenting. And what we must do, and what we must understand, folks, and that's what second service I go into it, is that whatever we do here in the church, we are telling others that is how we do things. Are you with me? Anything we do here, it is a lesson to others that this is how we do things. You get it? So if you do something wrong, and if you look at someone like Sister Sharon was a very, very prominent person in our church. She stands on stage and she sings and all kinds of things. So Sister Sharon can't come back and sit down quietly. No, it is the people will even be confused. That's what I was telling. People will be confused. You have to speak to the church like you are singing to them. You have to speak to the church. That's the right way to do it. We must, so that people know, oh, okay. That's how we do it. You don't just slip in and come and sit at the back. That's what some people do. You come and sit at the back. Right at the back. All you see that is, they are in church. That's not how you do it. We were all together and you left. If you've come back, there's a proper way to do it. Turn to someone and tell them, avoid disloyalty. You telling the big woman to avoid disloyalty? My time is up. Stand to your feet. You continue. Leron is telling the big woman to avoid disloyalty. Church is nice, though. Small boys can tell you to avoid disloyalty. Hey. Yeah. Only in the church. Leroy, if you were to meet this fancy lady in town, you think you could tell her to avoid disloyalty? They say, bye, hey, remove yourself from here. Hallelujah. The church must be built. To be pleased. In you, pleasing you, and that is all I really want to do, and to be pleasing you, pleasing you, and that is all. I really want to do, to be pleasing, to be pleasing you, pleasing you, and that is all I really want to do. Father, this morning, thank you for speaking to us. I know our lives will never be the same again. Thank you for ignorance that has been dealt with this morning. Because there was something we didn't know, and God, you have revealed it unto us. We will know how to behave ourselves from today. that the house of God is a precious place, and that we should know how to handle the preciousness that has been handed over to us. Help us to please you all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name.
You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life, and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.